This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny published a photo of himself in a Berlin hospital bed Tuesday as he recovers from a nerve agent poisoning last month in Siberia. "I miss you all," Navalny wrote in the post on Instagram. "I can still hardly do anything, but yesterday I could breathe all day on my own." It is the first publicly shared image of Navalny since he was airlifted to Berlin's Charité Hospital 2 days after becoming sick during a flight in Russia on August 20th. Navalny's spokeswoman confirmed shortly after the photo's posting that the 44-year-old planned to return to Russia. Germany, France, and Sweden have concluded that Navalny was poisoned with a Novichok nerve agent. That's a Soviet-era agent that Britain said was used on former Russian spy Sergei Skripal and his daughter in Salisbury, England, 2 years ago. Western countries have requested an explanation from Moscow, which says the accusations that it was involved in the poisoning are unfounded. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said Tuesday that Moscow needs Germany to provide information about the case to clear up what happened. The U.S. city of Louisville, Kentucky, has agreed to pay $12 million to the family of Breonna Taylor, a Black medical technician who was shot to death in her apartment in March during a no-knock police raid linked to a bungled drug investigation. The payment in the civil suit came as federal and state investigators continue to probe the circumstances surrounding the death of 26-year-old Taylor and whether three policemen involved in the incident should be criminally charged. One of the three officers who fired the shots that killed Taylor has been dismissed from the city police department. The case has drawn national attention as part of the country's reckoning over race relations and police treatment.